Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Farrick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Farrick. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Heath reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Heath scores. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Mack moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Denning moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Denning scores. Farrick moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrick scores. Hockett scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Yankowski now catching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Bess moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Bess moves to third. Miles moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into right field. Vallo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Boudreau scores. It's 10-0, Indians. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yankowski hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to Mack, who relays to Fleming to double up Blair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bess hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Siski now catching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrick bunts for an out with unknown description. Siski moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siski moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Oscar Grimes now playing third base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yankowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Peters reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Bess moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bess scores. Miles moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Farrick reaches second base with a double. Suski goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrick scores. It's 12-2, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Blair reaches second base with a double. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Yankowski moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bess takes first base on ball 4. Yankowski moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Eric McNair pinch runs for Herman Bess. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miles strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.